And an extended weather for all the Stodd Show listeners out there. Scattered showers this afternoon, some of these heavy, but dry and bright spells also. Highs of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius. Further scattered showers this evening and tonight, but dry and clear spells also. And cool and breezy on Saturday with a mix of bright and sunny spells. Highs of 13 to 15 degrees. And that's the news on Dublin City FM. Next news is at 4 o'clock.
Dublin news for Dublin people. Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green-fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with Brian and Peter.
How are you, Brian?
Good week, Peter.
God almighty, what a contrary week for weather it has been. Phenomenal, hasn't it?
It has. It's kind of those rolling black clouds, and they're really deep, dark grey and black clouds.
I was drying out my tent yesterday, airing it for the Spirit of Folk Festival that's taking place next weekend. I'd say about 7 o'clock, big black dirty clouds just appeared overhead. This morning I got up, I was working outside, I was planting my garlic, I was planting my onion sets, got lashed out of it by about 3 o'clock. There's steam, sorry, not 3 o'clock obviously, but about 12:30, steam coming off my jumper, the sun is splitting the skies.
And it's okay now, it's all dry?
Well, it's dry, but then it starts raining again, oh, then I'm wet. Yeah. I don't know whether to wear my umbrella or, you know, put on sunscreen. It is extremely contrary. What have we got in today's show, Brian?
We have a bit of a special. From time to time we do a special. And today, as we promised last week, we're doing trees.
Oh.
All to do with trees. What's oh?
Oh. In what context?
In the context of anything. Anything you want to know about trees, we can discuss here today.
That's very true. When I say oh, Brian, I should probably put more emphasis on it, as in oh or oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh, yes. Hey, in this, my, what was I doing yesterday? Yeah, I was planting garlic sets and onion sets. And I was talking to a friend of mine who has only started to plant onion and garlic sets. They won't be ready for harvest until approximately next April,
this
May.
This from seed?
Well, from set. I tried growing onions from seed, but in my opinion, they're not as successful. Not as successful. But the, you know, garlic clove that you buy in a supermarket?
Yeah.
Like one of them, break it, split it and plant it. And the ones that you buy in the garden centres, they look exactly the same as the ones that are available for sale in the supermarket, except for they are certified disease-free. So if you want and you're by an organic store and you can find an organic clove, I would suggest you go and plant one now. They should be ready for harvest by about next April or so.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I was doing in the garden this week.
If you've got a question for us on anything related to the Sod Show, and especially about trees today, text us on 087-977-1032.
Oh, hey, did you know Alan Titchmarsh is back on the telly box tonight?
He's not. A new show, is it?
New show, yes. His new show, Love Your Garden, is starting this evening on UTV at 8 p.m. You might remember Alan used to be with Tommy and what's her name with the red hair? Charlie Dimmock. That was
Charlie.
Her. Charlie Dimmock. Yes, so he's on tonight at 8 o'clock. Love Your Garden is the series. Alan Titchmarsh and his team of experts, I'm unsure of who they are exactly, are back for a second series of gardening guides. Once again, the plan is to search for the most beautiful domestic garden and show viewers how to recreate the look themselves.
A big budget extravaganza?
Haven't really got a... I've got to be dead honest with you, Brian. I don't see a whole lot of television.
Yeah.
I don't really watch. I'm mainly outside, getting wet, staying dry, or trying to stay dry in the wet, one or the other.
Outdoor television never really caught on, did it?
No, I did do a garden once with an outdoor television in it.
You did, in Bloom?
Yes.
But was it in the garden or inside the car? Or
it was in the car, but it's an outdoor television.
But it was only half a car, so it was exposed.
Yeah, the problem was the DVD player underneath the bonnet of the car.
Oh.
Way back in 2007, or was it 2008? I can't remember.
Was that your Bloom 2 or Bloom 1?
I think it was Bloom 1.
Okay.
Bloom 1, yes.
Bloom and marvellous. Let's go to today's guest. And he's sitting here in the studio. It's John Houghton of Forest Friends Ireland. John, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Tell us about Forest Friends Ireland.
Forest Friends is a voluntary organisation, environmental organisation with charitable status. It has offices in 55 Fairview Strand, which is just a stone's throw away from here. And we are promoting interest in trees. So whereas this gentleman here loves gardens, we love trees.
Oh, well, gardens and trees will get on fine
well,
together.
We start with trees and forests and we work back.
Okay.
You know? How did it first start, John?
Hmm?
How did Forest Friends first
ten
start?
Ten years ago, actually, it started due to a kind of a reaction. We're reactionaries, you know, like Brian here, you know. We're not political. We're not political animals, in inverted commas.
Yes.
There is an organization, I don't normally say this, called CRON. I was a member, as was Stephen Coyne, another founder of Forest Friends. We found that they were supporting the Forest Service and Quilce in planting non-native Irish trees, mainly. And we decided to set up our own organization, which wouldn't have anything to do with the Forest Service, wouldn't have anything to do with Quilce, because they're planting the wrong trees. They're also using insecticides that are seriously damaging the environment. So that's how it started. It's a reaction.
You're a breakaway splinter group.
Yes. You know, in Ireland, you have split, you know.
It's the first item on the agenda first when you form, yes.
Agenda. Let's talk about the split. So we had a split. Okay. Now, any other questions?
Yeah.
Wise or otherwise?
Yeah. Well, what do you now do? What is your agenda?
Well, this Sunday in St. Anne's Park, we will be conducting a walk about trees. We will be finding all kinds of trees. If you look up our website, www.forestfriends.ie, you'll find a little bit of information about it. We'll be bringing young people, older people around, showing them all kinds of different trees, exciting trees, in St. Anne's Park, which is just, again, a stone's throw away from where you are.
What time is it on it?
12 o'clock.
12
meeting
o'clock.
In the Red Stables car park, which is beside the restaurant in St. Anne's Park. Meeting there at 12 o'clock and doing a walkabout. Because St. Anne's Park has an arboretum there, you probably know that, which has trees from practically all around the world. And this time of the year is absolutely stunning. Stunning, I have to say that. Stunning.
What sort of trees will I see on
such
a...
You see all kinds of trees, especially my favourite ones, because I'm...
Native Irish.
...depicted as a guru.
Okay.
Tree guru. But I'm not saying I am or I'm not, you know. But, yeah, all kinds of trees. Let's say all kinds of everything, you know.
John, you noted your some of your favourite trees. Can you give me your top five?
Well... Top five in St. Anne's.
Your top five trees, well, full stop, I suppose.
Well, I mean, the oak tree, there's nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to the oak. So really, there's the oak. It's like Mozart, you know, there's music and there's Mozart and the rest is music.
Hmm.
In the Irish context, there's oak and the rest are trees. So that's it.
So there's only one favourite?
Yeah, there's only in the sense that the oak tree will have about 300 forms of life associated with it. And, you know, no other tree has that biodiversity. See, it's all about biodiversity. As you know, as a gardener, it's all about biodiversity. So the oak tree is the king.
Yes.
There's only one king.
300 species or other...
Of life associated with the tree, you know.
So are we talking...
Birds, badgers, bees, you know, everything. Squirrels.
Will live in an oak tree.
Yeah, all kinds of insects.
But is an oak tree a bit like your Ferrari then? It's not going to be for everyone. You're not going to really get one in your back garden, are you?
No, it's too big. You see, if you're talking about your back garden, then we're going down to something like a rowan tree, which is called a mountain ash, but it's not an ash. You're talking about silver birch. You're talking about that size of tree, right? Smaller trees.
Which will grow over 30 years.
Well, the rowan tree has berries. If you go to St. Anne's Park on Sunday, you will find there's a stand of rowan trees with all different colours of berries. And this is where the gardener in you is probably becoming ecstatic at this stage. Got red berries, you've got pink berries, some with pink berries, some with white berries, some with orange berries, and it's just something amazing to behold. Do you know what I mean?
Are they edible?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Do you eat them, John?
I don't eat them myself, you know.
But what could you go for? Is there ones that you can go for and ones that you can't go for? Will you get bellyache on
basically
on
something? Like, I mean, I have never ate a rowan berry, but, you know, it's just partly the way you're brought up. You eat certain things and you don't eat other things.
Very true.
Do you know what I mean? I've eaten hawthorn berries, like as a child growing up, you'd pick a hawthorn berries and you'd eat them. You know, just to pick, same as you might pick sorrel, which is a wild...
Rumex acetosa.
Yeah, you'd pick these things as you're growing up. But very often your condition, most things you can eat, basically, most fruit, you couldn't eat. There's a few that you couldn't eat that are poisonous, like yew tree, for example. The nice red berries of the yew tree, they're poison. Poison to humans, but not poison to squirrels, for example. Mm. You know,
what is the state of play in Ireland with trees? Are we planting more now than we were a decade and a half?
Tree, as I said, we're planting the wrong trees.
But are we planting more? But just the wrong
more,
ones?
Like, what's more like?
More is more numerous.
If we're planting the wrong tree, it's the wrong tree. Therefore, we're not doing it.
Well, can you explain on that one, John? Because, like, as far as, let's say, the one percentage of the listeners would be aware that planting a tree can't be a bad thing, number one. On the second part of it then, okay, so we know planting trees are good, but if the case is to become better, then what do you advise, what do you recommend?
Okay, here's where we have to start. The tree that has been planted mainly is called Sitka spruce. It's not native of Ireland. It was brought in from the United States back about 1932. It is practically no, in inverted commas, biodiversity. See, life is about the biodiversity of the world is what gives you food, me food, keeps all living things living as opposed to dead.
And are they growing it for timber?
They're grown for wood pulp, that kind of stuff, you know. It's a soft timber. Our main trees are hardwoods. Now, we import more hardwoods per head of population than any other European country. Hardwoods are from the rainforest. The rainforest are the lungs of the world. Like, it's not rocket science, is it?
No.
You know.
Is this before or after IKEA came to town?
I don't know anything about IKEA except they serve a lovely breakfast dinner, which is also the dinner and supper.
I think they do a fair amount of imports of hardwood.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there is a thing called FSC, but that's very suspect as well. I mean, they would have to sign FSC, Forestry Stewardship Council certified, but look up FSC Watch, and you'll see there's a lot wrong there. Even Quilcha, this organisation planting the wrong trees, they're certified by Quilcha as sustainable forestry, and that is part of our problem.
Mm.
Sustainable means that we're planting more than we're felling, is it?
Well, sustainable like can mean a whole lot of things. Like, I mean, the biodiversity thing I'm telling you about, we're destroying biodiversity, we're destroying the rainforest, species extinction, thousands and thousands every year.
But these guys will certify it even though it's not doing all these good things.
Yeah, it's using, it has used three different insecticides. First of all, a thing called Lindane, then a thing called Permisect, and then Cypermethrin. Though they damage the immune system, they go into the water, they're washed into the water, and they're carcinogenic.
Which is cancer causing to those who aren't aware.
They're going into carcinogenic to your water systems. They damage the immune system. Now, why has nobody taken up on this? I mean, I know somebody who had land which became surrounded by these trees, and they had to leave their land, and they have what's called Lindane poisoning, and went over to England to get that checked out. Their health is seriously affected. They want to take a case against Quilcha. Probably don't have the resources to do it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's very serious things happening, and people are not aware of it. But I would say, we've lost the plot. We're talking about money, right? We're talking about economy. We should be talking about our environment. Okay, your garden's fine. You should be talking about your gardens, the whole environment, the trees, everything. We just lost it, you know?
Okay, on that point, what we're going to do is take a break for some music and come back exactly where we left off. Mm. And if you want to get in touch with us, it's The Sod Show on 087-977-1032.
The Sideshow on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Peter Donegan, and Brian Green. We also have in studio John Houghton of Forest Friends Ireland. John, a couple of things came in whilst we were on our break. One of them was from Carol asking for advice on rhubarb plants. Carol, we will get to that before the end of the show. That's absolutely no problem. We'll get to the nicer parts of gardening, or at least the softer parts of gardening. John, there was also one in asking a question on the sale of forest lands by, I'm not too sure whether it's reference to the UK or to Ireland. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a reference to Ireland, you know. There is, the government have a proposal to sell off our forests, right? And the Woodland League, for example, which is a sister organisation of ours, has a petition which people should go to. It's an online petition to sign against selling off our forests. Now, in New Zealand, they proposed to, what they did was in New Zealand, they sold off the forest and kept the land. So the idea is to sell the forest to somebody and then to keep the land. That's the up-to-date situation.
Sorry, explain it to me like I'm a two-year-old. Sell the land, but keep the...
Well, say you could buy all the forest, all the wood,
yeah,
but you wouldn't own the land, you know.
Ah.
The land would still be the ownership of the government, of the people. But anyway, be very suspect about what's happening here. One of our former Taoiseachs or Taoiseach is involved with this company who say they're not interested, but they're the main company that have been mentioned in relation to this buy-off of the forests.
Which Taoiseach is this? Taoiseach?
The one that shall be nameless. The one that you know better than any of the others.
The one with the birthday party up in the Croke Park.
Excellent. Okay, we shall leave politics as that for the moment.
Leave politics out of it, but yes, you know, it's just saying that he's heading up this group.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
John, can I ask you also from a childhood perspective? One of the things I used to love doing was going out and collecting conkers and planting them in pots. But I was never really allowed to keep them, obviously because it wouldn't have been extremely wise to plant them in a small domestic city type size back garden.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that and getting kids involved and getting children involved? I know you have the walk coming up this weekend in St. Anne's Park, but I mean, it wasn't just that. It was the ash and it was the beech seed as well that I used to collect as a kid.
Yeah. Well, basically, like, as you know, people's gardens are quite small. And one of the problems is that somebody maybe who owned the house before somebody else planted an oak tree or an ash tree or a large tree like that. And then they create problems and for people afterwards. That's why people are ambivalent towards trees, because they see tree as a problem. I passed houses today. It was in Coolock, and there's these evergreen conifers and there are people cutting the branches off them. Now, so basically then you have to plant the right tree in the right place. You know, as a gardener, I mean, you're not going to go into a small garden and plant an oak tree or an ash tree, but you might plant a rowan, a mountain ash. You might plant a silver birch. You know, something of that scale.
Yeah, even for some gardens, though, that may be still a little bit too big.
Yeah, you're probably onto shrubs then, you know, shrubs.
Yeah.
So then basically, like, that's why gardening is important, because you can plant perennial flowers, annual flowers, all these things. And they're still, they're good as well, because you have, they've been pollinated by the bees and they're providing nectar for the butterflies and all this kind of stuff. But shrubs then, most people, it would be shrubs you'd be talking about.
Yeah.
Because the trees are too big, even for a small garden.
John, you mentioned planting the right trees in the right place. Mm-hmm. When much of Dublin's suburbs was built in the 50s and 60s, they started to introduce tree-lined roads and avenues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they plant the wrong trees? And are people right or wrong to be seeking the removal of trees from outside of the road where they park their cars now?
Yeah, okay.
I know it's a long question.
Well, no, it's a very simple answer.
Did they plant the wrong ones?
Let's take Bayside as an example, which is my estate, where Fingal County Council have already felled, over a period of 6 years, about 200 trees. They have a proposal now to fell another 132 mature trees. Now, Dublin City Council, Bayside was originally in Dublin City Council area. They managed the trees very well. It was eventually taken over by Fingal, who basically neglected the trees. Now, trees, as our gardener will tell us, trees have to be managed. If he's in a garden tomorrow, he's going to prune some trees, right? Plants, etc., tidy up the garden, etc. Now, the problem here is they didn't maintain the trees. Therefore, some trees are cutting out light, for example, from some of the houses. But if they were pruned properly, as Peter will say, they wouldn't need, you wouldn't have people saying, listen, I want to get rid of that trees because it couldn't have light for me.
But just to the central question, but were they the wrong trees that were planted in that estate in 68?
No, they're not the wrong trees, no.
No?
No.
So big sycamores are okay?
Big sycamores. Each of those mature trees, 43 years old, holds a ton of carbon. You drove into this program today.
I drove in a car.
You're emitting carbon.
Yes.
Serious pollutant. Peter, how did you come in?
I came in with the landscaper's banger of a Jeep.
A banger, probably diesel, is it?
Oh, diesel indeed, yes.
Yeah, serious particulates, which is more serious than other pollution. Particulates, you know about particulates?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what about Vanessa?
Vanessa, who's in the studio observing, she was a passenger in a car.
Passenger.
But what about yourself, John? You drove.
Well, you see, I, as I explained to you, I had to bring my dog to the vet today and I had to collect them. And you wanted me to be here in the studio rather than do a phone interview. No, yeah, that's your fault.
That's my fault. No,
so
but back
I'm not to blame.
But back to the carbon point, you're saying the trees store up the bad stuff that comes out of our cars. And if we don't have the trees, they're not doing that storage.
Yeah. They also do other things. They take pollution out of the soil. Where there's pollution in the soil, they will actually take the pollution out of the soil.
And they emit, what is it? What is it they emit during the daytime?
Oxygen. So one tree, mature tree, would provide oxygen for 10 people for a year. So here we're talking about if you have flood, if you have heavy rain, it will hold, the tree will hold the water rather than just running off fast if you don't have any trees and causing a flood somewhere else. It will retain the water for a longer period of time and the water then will be stored underneath. Do you understand?
Yep. Absolutely.
So it helps that process as well.
John, will you give a plug for your activity on Sunday again before?
Sunday, 12 o'clock in the car park of the Red Stables. Now, I want to read you a sentence here. Have you ever heard of the Tolkien?
No, but give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, everybody's heard it. You've heard of Tolkien.
I was born Tolkien.
You're born Tolkien. Okay. Here's what Tolkien says, okay, in a letter to the Times newspaper. Okay, he said, every tree has its enemy, okay? Too few have an advocate. Too often the hate is irrational, a fear of anything large and alive, not easily tamed or destroyed. Now, okay, so basically, he referred to the Lord of the Rings, everybody knows about Lord of the Rings, as his own internal tree. So you have to promote your own internal tree. You have to become a tree.
I'm going to have to take a whole week to think about that. But what I'm going to do is thank John Houghton from Forest Friends Ireland for his participation in the Sod Show today. And I'm sure we will have follow-up questions to ask with John in future shows.
Yep, you can find John and Forest Friends on forestfriends.ie. That's single R in forest. And the reference to the Woodland League is woodlandleague.org for further information. As regards the text message that came in from Carol regarding rhubarb, I do have some leaves on my own rhubarb, Carol. I haven't divided my own crowns just yet because I like to wait until they're about 5-6 years of age before I divide them. The easiest way to divide them is with a spade, silly as it sounds, straight down through to the centre until you hit the ground, and then you can slowly tease it apart. I try and make sure that each one has an eye on the top, but I also like to wait until they're about 5-6 years old before I touch them. I like them nice, big and bulky. It's heavy, heavy work. However, that said, wait until the dormant season to do so, as in when all of the leaves are gone from all of the trees. Nod and hat tip to John there, and replant them straight away. You will find that the touch of frost or the bout of frost will actually give you a better crop the following year. A little bit like vernalisation, which is the period of frost required for daffodils to produce themselves.
Coming up on next week's programme, we have an interview from Cork.
Oh, yes.
Who are we talking to?
The People's Republic. We're talking to Finbar O'Mahony, an old college friend of mine. Well, an old college friend. I say a young college friend. Finbar is a garden centre down there, and I have to say, admirable in what he is doing. He is trying to, I suppose, change the role that garden centres play in this country.
I'd say listen out for it. It's one of the zaniest interviews we've done yet. It is
zany in the sense that, bear in mind, in brackets, still garden centre, albeit, but zany.
Absolutely. And we're heading to Spirit of Folk Festival next Friday as well.
Yeah, yes, if you're down there, that's Spirit of Folk. You'll find them on Facebook, and I think their website is spiritoffolk.com. I shall be there with Brian.
And it's in
Dundary Park.
Dundary. I met a person last night who tells me it's pronounced Dundry locally.
Oh, Dundry.
Dundry. There you go. It's about 6 miles out of Navan.
Tomato, tomato.
And if you're there, we'll see you there. And that's about it for another Sod Show.
Yeah, you'll find us on iTunes, and you will also find us on the blog. That's blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. For everything else, just hashtag it Sod Show, and you will get in touch with us through there.
Take care. Goodbye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Bye.
From sports to leisure activities, from travel to dining out, from the neighbourhoods of Dublin to walks in the park. Dublin City FM.